Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, got a teaching for you today. This came up when someone brought it up to me, and it's been brought up before, so I thought I better cover it. 2 Peter 3. Apostle Paul, he's hard to understand, explained. Yeah, there's a verse in Scripture, we'll cover it, in 2 Peter 3, where Peter talks about Paul, and then he goes on to say, and talks about hard to understand. And you know, many people in the evangelical world and in other false religious groups will say, see, Paul was hard to understand, and they begin to twist Paul's truth. I'm going to show you exactly what Peter was saying, and it's not what they were saying. 2 Peter 3:14-16. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye be found of him in peace, without spot and without blame, and blameless. Without spot and blameless. Isn't that beautiful? We're supposed to be walking without spot and blameless. This is why we strive in doctrine. This is why we strive in the truth. We're not careless or reckless about the truth. We're supposed to be spotless and blameless. Verse 15. And account that the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother, Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. So here Peter is stamping his approval, beloved Paul. He's not against Paul. He's with Paul. Okay. Has written unto you. Verse 16. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of things, in which are some things hard to understand. Wait, let me read that again. In which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest, as they do also other scriptures, to their own destruction. Okay, that verse 16 is really key. So he talks about that Paul's writing the epistles, and some of the things hard to be understood, all right? Now, Peter is not saying that Paul's writing wrongly, that he disagrees with Paul. Paul talked about the mysteries that were revealed to him. I think Peter might have been talking about this. In Colossians 1:26, Paul says, even the mystery which hath been hid from the ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Paul talked about he had been given the mystery. Remember in Acts 9, Jesus called Paul to go be his emissary, go be his man to go and proclaim the truth. So Paul's revealing this mystery. Well, what's the mystery, you say? Colossians 1:27-28. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Hey, there's that warning again. Strive to be perfect, sound doctrine in truth. That's why we do it. But going back, so the mystery is that the Gentiles could come in with Christ, be united with Israel. And this was hard for the Jews that only knew the Old Testament. The Gentiles were excluded. I'm sure this was hard for them all to understand. But here's the key point. It wasn't that Paul was writing and saying things that were misleading and false. Let's go back to look at some key words that are going to help us, okay? If you go back to verse 16, 14-16, you find the word unlearned, and in the Greek it means ignorant of truth. So they have, those that were unlearned, he says, Peter says, they're ignorant of truth. Well, in John 16:13, Jesus said the Holy Spirit comes and he will teach you all truth. So who's ignorant of truth? Well, the only thing I can think of is people that don't have the Spirit of God. You could say, well, a brand new believer is not going to know a lot of truth. But in general, people that don't have the Spirit of God, that would be people that haven't repented and are not born of God's Spirit. Okay? So that's the one word, unlearned. The other word that we want to focus on, this is really important. Go look at the word rest, W-R-E-S-T, in verse 16. In the Greek, it's striblu, striblu. You know what it means? It means to twist, turn, to torture, to put to the rack, to pervert. to make false of a language. So let's go back and look at verse 16. And it says, also, in all his epistles, speaking of them, which these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned, there's that ignorant, and unstable rest, as they do also other scriptures to their own destruction. So these people are just not just doing this to Paul's writing. They're doing it to other scriptures. They're resting them. They're twisting, they're perverting, they're corrupting, put to the rack, torturing. Some people say, I say it sometimes, butchering the word of God. So these are false teachers, false people, false apostles that are twisting Paul's words. Yeah, the mystery might have confused people, and some of the stuff Paul taught about, the old going away, the new coming in Hebrews, yeah, that might have been hard to understand, okay? A little bit for people to grasp that. But you know what? It's the ones that are resting God's word. This is why we look at the Greek and the Hebrew. Do you see that word rest? You'd say, well, what does that mean? I don't know. And you'd go on and you wouldn't know. You look at the Greek word and you see it means to twist, to torture, to pervert, to corrupt. So they were corrupting the word of God that Paul was proclaiming. So all of these false teachers out there today in evangelicalism that say, see, Paul was hard to understand, we can't know what he's saying, that's not what Peter's saying. Peter's saying Paul brought new truth that might have been hard to understand at the time. Jesus says through the Spirit, he'll teach you all truth. Then Peter warns us, there will be people that will pervert and corrupt the truth. Let me go on a little bit further, okay? 2 Peter 3, 17 through 18, Peter then praises who? True saints, ready? Ye therefore, beloved, seeing that you know these things before, beware lest ye also be led away in the error of the wicked, Peter calls them wicked, and fall from your steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to whom be glory both now and forever. Amen. So Peter talks about Paul bringing some new things that might be hard to understand for some people. Then he warns they're resting, they're torturing, they're twisting God's word. Then he comes back and praises the people and saying, watch out, don't let that happen to you. Hold fast in the word. Hold fast to Christ who is the word. I hope that makes it clear for you. The resting is the key. They were torturing, twisting, corrupting Paul's words. If you read all of the scriptures, not just one or two verses, and pull them out of context, you will clearly see what Paul teaches. It was the same thing that Christ taught with Christ crucified, resurrection added in. It was the same thing. And so those false teachers resting, twisting, corrupting the truth. I want to go back and talk about something quickly. Did you notice Peter says they do it to their own demise and destruction? All right. This is why we go and contend at religious places or in the street when people come up and give us false doctrine. It is loving to tell your neighbor, a false teacher or a false apostle or a false follower, a follower of a false idea. It's loving to remind them of the truth. If we don't do that, they're going on to their demise and their destruction per Peter. How do we love them if we don't call them out of it, rebuke them in love, call them to repentance, show them the truth, give them the truth, offer them the chance to come out? If you know false teachers, men, and you're not warning them, you don't love them. Jesus said, how is it that you love only those that love you? Do you not love your enemies? That's why we go and do what we do. To warn people not to be deceived by false teachers and to call those already deceived to come out of all of their false ways. So 2 Peter 3, going back and recap, absolutely has nothing to do with Paul teaching wrongly or not being able to understand Paul. It has to do with those who rest the word. They're ignorant and unlearned. They twist it, corrupt it, pervert it. Hey, that's evangelical, denominational, Roman Catholic, and all the cults out there today. That's what they're doing. And then it warns us true saints, don't let that happen to you. Otherwise, it will lead to your own destruction. That's why we do what we do. We preach the gospel, the biblical gospel. Faith in Christ, repentance, being born again, holiness and obedience, and enduring in the faith. We teach people how to be the New Testament body, not this false man-made religion. And then, of course, we expose all these false ways so that people will not go to their demise, their judgment. They can come, be saved, repent, come to the knowledge of the truth, turn from your wicked ways, come out of the world, come out of man-made religion, and God will then receive you. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. Hope that helps you understand 2 Peter 3. Shoot me an email sometime. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog, Pouring Out Truth. It's Halloween time. We're going out preaching in the street tomorrow. We're not going to focus on Halloween. We'll focus a little bit and remind them they're toying with evil, but we're going to go out and preach the gospel. We'll have some videos coming soon about that. Traveling and preaching the gospel because we love God and we love our neighbor. Hey, till next time, we love you all. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.